So to the NFL, where David Culley was the Houston Texans head coach. He is no longer the Houston Texans head coach. He was fired today after one season. They won, what, 4 games this year?
Yeah, they swept the Jaguars. They beat the Chargers. And then they beat Tennessee, the number one seed in the AFC.
So they matched last year's win total, except...
didn't have Deshaun Watson.
Right. This was a depleted roster that was, without Deshaun Watson, viewed as a team that was not going to win a game. They were going to go 0 for 17 this year. Obviously, that did not happen. And David Culley gets fired anyway. Unfortunately, that was David Culley's job the entire time. He was, and this is a phrase that gets thrown around a lot, but in the case of David Culley, this is true. You know, like when college coaches say, we're hired to be fired, because they all know eventually they're going to get fired. But David Culley literally was hired to be fired because the job was so undesirable, and the questions around Deshaun Watson as to whether or not he even was, because you got to remember at the time they moved on from Bill O'Brien, Deshaun Watson was not mired in the sexual assault allegations, all 20 whatever of them. So, and criminal complaints. So this became a very undesirable job for a variety of reasons. So David Culley gets it. Now that this is, you know, the year is ending and maybe they'll have more clarity with Deshaun Watson this offseason, the job suddenly becomes much more desirable for the hot coaching name that people want. Like, I don't know, a Josh McDaniels type situation. So it's unfortunate. That's the reality of it. And even more unfortunate is that now with the firing of David Culley, the NFL has one active black head coach, and that would be Mike Tomlin, who's in the playoffs with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So when the NFL talks about meritocracies, no. Or, you know, it's the ultimate meritocracy. You know, what gets measured gets done, and people are about winning football games. We've seen enough instances this year alone where it's not really just about winning football games. There's any number of things going on behind the scenes, and David Culley is the latest example of that.
David Culley and Brian Flores losing their jobs. Like, I don't get it. And David Culley, 66, and he waited basically his whole career to get a chance like this.
Sure.
But, and they only guaranteed him 2 years, so that's where the whole, well, we knew we were hiring him to fire him, but what else did you want out of him this year? I actually thought Davis Mills, the quarterback they took out of Stanford, showed a lot, and Culley's an offensive guy. I thought he showed a lot of progress by the last 4 starts of the season. This is a head scratcher, but on both Miami and this now.
The head.
And I'm not trying to point out the obvious either. I'm just.
You can point out the obvious.
No, you can't. But what I'm saying is, if you can point out the obvious, but it's also like, okay, let's, even if you went the full extreme tinfoil hat, what would be the explanation to the person with the full tinfoil hat? Like, how do you talk them out of the conspiracy theory, right? Like, I don't. That's the part I'm missing.
In these instances, what I just laid out for David Culley, I think, is what happened. Like you said, you got a 2-year deal. He never was long for that job. They were never intended him to have a legitimate shot. David Culley, what happened to David Culley happens in a lot of other instances in other industries, okay? The Brian Flores one is more damning to the NFL, where a guy, the general manager who missed out on Justin Herbert, right?
Mm-hmm.
is allowed to keep his job. And the head coach, who had the audacity to win football games in a year in which they all thought they were going to be tanking, is shown the door. That is the politics of the NFL and who you know and everything else coming to fruition. I think that's another example that is an ugly look for the NFL. I don't think they're the same thing, right? But that's like the best I can explain of what's going on. Meanwhile, David Culley gets let go after, I think most of us agreed, did a pretty good job with the situation at hand. Brian Flores gets fired because he has the audacity to win football games. Meanwhile, Matt Rhule continues to have a job. And there's this attitude that I've seen pop up in my timeline when we've talked about Matt Rhule, but, well, you're being too harsh on him, this and that. No, actually, I think we're being pretty fair about where Matt Rhule is as a head coach and what we've seen out of Matt Rhule. And if Matt Rhule were a black head coach, I'm telling you right now, he would not still be the head coach.
You don't need any more evidence than
Flores
or Culley.
No, you don't. If he was a black head coach, he would still not have that job. Actually, people wouldn't be making excuses for him, period. They would just be saying the same things we're saying right now rather than coming up with excuses. So the NFL and the hiring process is a mess. But then again, I can't just pinpoint the NFL. It's true in a lot of cases across sports altogether.